listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Who is this that comes in glory with the trump of Jubilee? Lord of battles, God of armies, he has gained the victory. He who on the cross did suffer, he who from the grave arose, he has vanquished sin and Satan. He by death has spoiled his foes. Reading today from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, beginning to read at verse 9 and reading through the 27th verse. Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light. Because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of his sleep." Then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he has taken rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, "Let us go also, that we may die with him." Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall live again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Let's give thanks for these words. Let's pray that we'll understand them, and also that we will be partakers of this great blessing that Christ here speaks of. Our Father, we come in the name of Christ, the resurrected Savior, the one on thy right hand, the one who did die and is now alive again and liveth forevermore and can give life to all that believe on thee, Lord Jesus. We pray in thy name for the Holy Spirit to teach us. He who directed John to write this, he of whom thou didst say, Lord Jesus, he shall take the things of mine and show them to you. We pray that this great blessing of thy resurrection might be given to us, that we not only know it, that it did take place in thy life, Lord Jesus, but we might know it as for ourselves, that we might know that in believing in thee, we will never die. We will have eternal life. Though our body may die, our soul will live forever. And we pray, Father, that we might have understanding of that, as it's given in thy word. We give thanks for that mighty quickening power, and especially that we can be quickened together with Christ and be made to sit in heavenly places in him. And we pray that that might take place once again in reviving the church, that we might know it more and more, that we might have that first love to thee, Lord Jesus. We pray also that there might be many added to the church, even daily, such as should be saved. Many that might know that resurrection power, that are now dead in sin, that have no eyes to see, no ears to hear, no heart to understand. We know it can be given, Father, all because of Christ, and we pray again in his name that it might be given to many, even many, 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 both Jew and Gentile. We pray, Father, also for the other things that thou hast promised to give with Christ, those that promise to add if we seek first thy kingdom, thy righteousness. We pray for those who need thee and the healing of the body, those who are troubled in mind, those who are lonesome, those who have lost loved ones and in sorrow. We pray for those in hunger, the homeless, the war-torn lands. We pray for the many broken and troubled homes. We pray for the children in those homes. We pray, Father, for the church to be taught that it will teach rightly in regard to especially the home. We pray now, Father, that thou wilt lead us in these words, that we may glorify thy name and that we may have what we need from this word, all in and through Christ. Amen. As we have read this narrative here, or this part of it, the Lord Jesus, having been told that Lazarus was sick at the beginning of the chapter, they sent a message to him. In the third verse of this 11th chapter, we read, say, the message was, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Then we read, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Though it would be for death in one way, Lazarus would die, The Lord Jesus would stay where he was. We read he abode 2 days, still in the same place where he was. And then after that, he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. The disciples feared to go there because the Jews had tried to kill the Lord Jesus. This was now the last year of his ministry, the third year. And they said, the Jews sought of late to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Then Jesus answered the words that we began to read a few moments ago. Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. The Lord Jesus knew that Lazarus had died. They told him he was sick, but he knew in himself, knowing all things, that Lazarus now had died, and then he was going to go. And the disciples didn't understand this at first. They said, if he sleep, he do well. The Lord Jesus had told them that our friend Lazarus is sick. They probably thought, if he is sleeping peacefully, he will mend and be better. He does well in this. But then the Lord Jesus said, Lazarus is dead. And he also added with it, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. From a human standpoint, we would think that, especially when his sisters said, he whom thou lovest is sick, Lord Jesus would have hurried. And as Martha would say to him when he did come, if the Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. They knew he could heal the sick. He had done that many times through those 3 years. They knew that he could do that, but Martha also knew, as she said in the 22nd verse, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Here, she probably had a secret hope that though the Lord Jesus had not come quickly and not healed her brother, that he might raise him from the dead. He had stopped a funeral at one time, and the son of a widow was there, and the Lord Jesus raised him. He raised Jairus' daughter, the centurion, and the Lord Jesus could heal the sick, but he could also raise the dead. Martha very likely knew these things. Mary and Martha and Lazarus had been disciples of the Lord Jesus. If we go back to Luke 10, we can read there. They lived in Bethany, and Luke 10, verse 38, it came to pass, as they went, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Mary was there listening to the Lord Jesus. But we read in the next verse, Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Mary, sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus, was listening to his word and learning from him. Martha complained. She said, tell my sister to help me. I'm serving alone. But the Lord Jesus answered in a rebuke, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. This was earlier in the life of Christ that he was acquainted with them, and that's why now they could send the message of their brother, Lord, behold, whom thou lovest is sick. Also, a little later, in the next chapter, we'll read how Mary anointed his feet. We can read that in the second verse of this 11th chapter. It was that Mary, which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. These were truly disciples, learners of Christ, those that loved him, and he loved them. In the 5th verse, we read, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. they were amongst the believers. Those believers were, sadly, few. We could read in the previous chapters, the enemies of Christ. We could read how even some of them followed him for a time, and then we read many of his disciples walked no more with him. They left him. But here, Mary and Martha were those that loved the Lord Jesus, listened to him, believed on him, trusted in him, knew that he could heal their brother who was sick, and also evidently believed and had that probably secret hope, maybe he'll raise Lazarus from the dead. And that's what certainly came out in that 22nd verse. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Martha believed that. Do we believe it? Do we believe that the Lord Jesus, the risen Savior, is on the right hand of God, as we can read in Romans 8? He died, he rose again, and is at the right hand making intercession for us. Whatever the Lord Jesus asks of the Father for us, God will give it to him, and through him give it to us. And as the Lord Jesus said, of things of men, with men this is impossible, but with God nothing is impossible. He is the resurrection and the life. He will say that, we read that in the 25th verse, he will say that very plainly to Martha, and then ask her, believest thou this? Yes, and she did believe it. She believed that he was the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. One of, as we said before, one of the few believers, one of the true believers. And we must know that. If we go back to the beginning of Scripture, the beginning of time, we find in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Created out of nothing. Brought about life. Plant life. Brought about the lights in the sky. Created man. Created the animals. He created life. It all originates from God. God alone is the giver of all life. He spoke and it came to being. And he did it not alone. We can read in the first chapter of this Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and without him there was nothing made that was made. That was the person, the Lord Jesus Christ, there called the Word, that was there 4,000 years before this time of he being here now with Martha. 4,000 years before that, he had spoken the word, and the world was made. We can read it in Genesis 1. We can read it in John chapter 1. We can read it in Hebrews chapter 1, that in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, by whom he made the worlds. And we saw that also as a reference to the resurrection. No, not speaking directly of the resurrection, but speaking of him who, after he had paid for our sins, he sat down on the right hand of God, dying, and then a risen Savior ascended to heaven and sat down there. And he's there now, seated at the right hand of God. But here at this time, he was still on earth. This was shortly before his death. We see that following. We see him speaking to Mary and Martha later. They anointing, as I said, Mary anointing him. And then instituting the Lord's Supper, then as all of his conversation with the apostles, and then leading into his death. Yes, all of that is from him who is, as he said, I am the resurrection and the life. The resurrection. Not just having been resurrected, that was also true. The Father raised him up again, but he could say, as he did just shortly before, we have the narrative of Lazarus being sick. The Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd who giveth his life for the sheep. He said, in the same context, no man taketh it from me. As he would give his life for the sheep, he says, I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. He had power to give himself to death, to the cross, for our righteousness, he being the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth, fully, completely paying for our sin. Yours if you believe it, mine if I believe it. And if we believe it, we will love him for it. If we believe it, we will also obey him. It won't just be his word of forgiveness. It'll be all of his word. If we believe one part of it, we will believe all of it. And if we don't believe all of it, we can't believe any one part of it rightly either. And for us to believe it, we must experience his resurrection in us. I am the resurrection and the life. No one else could say that. No man can say, I raised myself. I quickened myself. I became alive. Only Christ can give it. As he said earlier in his ministry, recorded in John chapter 6, except you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. He actually gave the resurrection power by we partaking of his death. His death gives us life. And then also there must be the resurrection. We saw some time ago the resurrection spoken of in Romans chapter 6, speaking of Paul reminding those Romans there of their baptism, buried with him in baptism and rising to newness of life with Christ and by his resurrection. That's the only source of life from creation to glory. The only source of life and light and truth, all in Christ. God showing himself in the face of Jesus Christ, as Paul wrote to the Corinthians. Oh, what a message. A message that describes something so glorious we can't even fathom it. But in Christ giving us resurrection, we begin to lay hold of it by faith. As we saw some time ago from Paul, when he cried out that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. We saw the resurrected Savior speaking last week in the first chapter of Revelation to John. I am he who was dead and is alive forevermore. Forevermore. Never to die again. And for those he died for, they will live forever. Well, let's go back here to this story. The Lord Jesus told this to Martha. She believed it. And the Lord Jesus proved it. He proved that whatever he asked of the Father, God would give it. And then we have, after he declaring this to Martha, and she's saying, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world, that she went her way. She called Mary, her sister, and Jesus was not yet come into the town. Martha had met her. But then the Jews came there, and Mary was come where Jesus was as well, and saw him. She fell at his feet, verse 32, saying, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Both Martha and Mary believed that. Martha said, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now Mary is saying the same thing when she comes later to be with the Lord Jesus. But when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, we read he groaned in the spirit. He was human. He was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And then we soon read the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. The one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. laid aside his glory, laid aside his resurrection power, to be humbled, to be a man, to suffer, as we said, to be tempted, to enter into those things that he's able to succor those who are tempted, and then wept. The Jews recognized, they said, behold how he loved him. And then again the question was asked, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even this man that he should not have died? And when the Lord Jesus heard that, knowing along with it what sin has brought. Yes, sin has brought. God said to Adam when he was in paradise, created that glorious being in the image of God, telling him not to eat of the one tree. He said, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Death came by man. The first Adam. Life came by the second Adam, Christ. But he had to experience being what we sometimes call the suffering Savior, as Isaiah pictures him, especially in Isaiah 53. And all the things that Paul said about him in Hebrews. Then, after Jesus groaned again in himself, he cometh to the grave, and it was a cave, the stone laid upon it. And he said, take away the stone. And here Martha doesn't really show her faith as much as she did earlier. She said, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou shouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Yes, Martha had said, I know that God will give you what you ask, and here the Lord Jesus is doing this now, so the other people will also know it. And then he said, with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Yes, when he said, come forth, he did come, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. His face was bound with napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Here is a picture of a resurrection. But how little it is in comparison of that great resurrection, when the sea will give up its dead, the earth will give up its dead, and all will stand before this Savior, this one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Martha did. Do we?
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship. Praise the Lord.